You're listening to Talk of the Rock with your host, Kayla DeRoche, and we're here with a few Elutic dancers, past and present. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourself, starting with Margaret.
Jemai, this is Margaret Roberts, and I like to have the other two introduce us. We're here to talk about a great event that's coming up in our community, and it involves the Kodiak Elutic dancers. It's going to be a great celebration. We're going to talk about it. Candace?
I'm Candace Branson. I work at the Shunack Tribe of Kodiak, and I work with the Kodiak Elutic dancers.
Chamai, this is Alyssa Madrid. I work at the Shunack Tribe as the Cultural Programs Assistant.
All right, so the Elutic dancers, they're our own dance group here. Can someone explain what they are? Maybe Margaret, you want to explain all about the Elutic dancers?
Yes, I'd like to tell you a little bit of the history of the Kodiak Elutic dancers. They were formed back in 1987 in September. It came about from many of our elders, Larry Matfay, Irene Coyle. Others were members in the community that were members of the Imam Shui dance group that was put together by the Kodiak Area Native Association. And it was made up of dancers from around Kodiak Island. And it was very difficult for them to get together. Because of funding purposes. Back then, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have FaceTime. Sometimes phones in the villages didn't even work, but we didn't even have ways and means of telecommunicating that we do today. And so Imam Shui pretty much lost their funding and their ways of getting together. And it was the encouragement, I think, of Chief Larry Matfrey from the village of Old Harbor, who really, really wanted to dance. And Irene Coyle, Mary Hawkinson, and many other elders just really wanted to take part in keeping our songs, our language together, and preserving it and passing it down. They wanted us to be a part, to play a part in our cultural revival here on Kodiak Island. And it was a very inspirational move at the time. That was days before we had our Elutic Museum here on Kodiak Island in town. And it was Gordon Puller was the president of the Kodiak Area Native Association at the time. And Gordon had been had grew up down below in the lower 48, and he had been to many museums all over and had seen other dancers dancing. And many of us here in Alaska really didn't grow up with that. Many of the elders were punished. They were beaten with bootstraps, just abused, and they were prohibited from speaking their own language, let alone singing and dancing. And so the language did survive in many of the villages, I think through It certainly wasn't through the schools, but it was through families speaking it within their own homes. And so many family members did do that. But the dancers, as I said, in 1987, it was also a time, it was before the oil spill, but we had a lot of I would say displaced natives who were needing activities, and children wanting to learn about their native culture. As I stated, when I was growing up, my culture really wasn't talked about that much, other than, you know, my mother and father talking within our home. But Larry, Matt Fay from Old Harbor, and Irene did teach us a couple of songs that had survived through the times. And, you know, our culture goes back over 7,000 years. And that's a very long time. We had, you know, many outsiders have come in, and there, through the Russian reign, the Russian era, there were others as well before that, and with the BIA schools, I think, you know, a lot of our culture went away from us. But going to the Alaska Federation of Native Convention, the Kuyana part of it, we would see dance groups and also at the meetings, other groups that were dancing. And we could see that there was such a great pride in their people representing their own culture. And I think that's exactly what we wanted to do. And so I worked with the elders and spearheaded the Kodiak Aleutic dancers so that we could get together and do our part in preserving a little bit of our history and teaching it with the language. And I am so pleased and so proud of what the dancers that we've had over the years. It's been just amazing. We've had so many. When we started, we really didn't know our language. Irene Coyle and Larry knew the language, and our first performance, there was just a few of us that went out to the dedication of Larry Matfay's Barabara in Akiak. And Irene got sick, and we had to record Irene's voice to help Connie Shia, myself, Larry to, and Jeremy Roberts, and I think Adrian Shia. Anyway, our dancers, I think, got sick. Virginia Epstein was unable to come. And anyway, we went out there, and we didn't look anything like what the dancers look like today. But they've come such a long, long way. But we sang and we danced in Akiak, and it was a great, great time. You could just see how happy that Larry Matfay was. It was his time to dance and to teach, and it made him so, so happy. And 30 years, a lot has changed since then. But I think what we're doing this week is just taking some of those memories and we're taking some of those memories and sharing them in ways that we can, and honoring different people that have been involved with the dancers over the years, and remembering those dancers that are no longer with us today, that have been with us over the last 30 years, and paying tribute to them. And there's really going to be a lot more fun. But I just wanted to say, from where we started back in 1987 to where you see the dancers today, I just want to, everybody that is listening in that was ever a dancer, want to say, Kuyana, thank you. Thank you so much, Kuyana Sinuk, for playing your part. And we've seen so many that have been dancing over the years where their children and their grandchildren have come through the dancers also in the last 30 years. And it's good to see family participation. And I'm very, very proud of the families that have participated over the years. And with that, I better turn it over to Candace, because I'm doing way too much talking. But I did want to say, too, that we have had other people that have come and done workshops with the dancers. Chuna McIntyre, we owe him a very, very lot, because if it weren't for Chuna coming and working with the dancers in the early years, we wouldn't have had enough songs to keep going. And I also want to say thank you to the community of Kodiak for all of your support and your praises over the years for the dancers. And Kuyana, Candace.
Kuyana Margaret. So today the dance group is about 20 to 30 members strong. We have a couple different families who participate as a group. Babies as young as 6 months, and grandmas too. Our group meets once or twice a week, and we get together to practice our songs and explain the stories behind our songs. We also get together to talk about, you know, what our songs really mean, make sure that we know how to sing them in the Aleutic language. And we know that we're keeping those alive, and that is really important for our community and for the dance group. We really look forward to our event this weekend, and we're so excited to celebrate 30 years of being a group and working in this community to bring back our songs and dances. We've had, as Margaret mentioned, a few people who have helped us keep our songs alive or taught us songs from other communities. Chuna McIntyre was a big contributor to our list of songs that we perform on a regular basis. And Nina Olson was another songwriter in the early days. Irene Coyle as well. And we've had more songs written recently that we've been performing a lot. Songs by Lauren Anderson, Hannah and Ezra Scholl, and Stephen Blanchett, Lena Amison Burns. Whole communities get together and make songs. Small groups within the dance group will get together and make songs. So that's been a really fun piece of this last few years, is learning new Aleutic dance songs. So we'll share some of those with the community this weekend. We should have a new song that we're dancing, and it'll be extra special this weekend. I can't tell you why. You have to come. Alyssa, would you tell us about the event?
Yeah, so this Saturday, September 9th, we will be holding the Aleutic Dancers 30-year celebration. We will be at the Afognak Native Corporation across the bridge. It's the building right after the Koniag Canna building. And we will be hosting our event from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And it's a potluck. So and it's open to the whole community. We hope a lot of community members come and join us and celebrate 30 years of our dance group. So we're going to have a potluck. We're going to have a special presentation by a few of the original dance group members as well. We're going to have a panel so people will be able to ask them questions. We're also going to have an especially long performance by the Alutiiq dancers. We'll be performing about 40 minutes. And we're really excited. It's all coming together. And we hope the whole community comes and joins us.
There's just so much to ask.
I know.
But since I have you here, Margaret, could you tell me a little bit about the songs that you began with back when the group just started?
Yes. The first songs that the dancers started with, Larry taught us Unugu, and he told us the story about how he would walk from his village to his village of Ayatulik to Karluk, where his girlfriend at that time, Martha, who later became his wife, Martha Matfay, they were the parents of Florence Pesterkov. And that song, Unugu, was taught to us in Alutiiq language. And Alyssa's grandfather, Roy Walkoff.
Duty.
We called him Duty Walkoff. Taught us the Russian version for it, and so we sang it in Alutiiq, English, Alutiiq, and Russian, and I can still, to this day, remember Larry. whenever he sang it, you know, we'd have congressional people coming into Kodiak. Senator Daniel Inouye from Hawaii came here, and Larry sang that song to him down at the senior center almost 30 years ago. And it was quite the sight to see. But Larry did that song up in Fairbanks at the Chamai, Festival of Native Arts. And he would dance with his tea, because the song was all about come and have some chai with me, and don't be afraid of the doggies bark at me. That was one of the songs that we had. And the other song that we had was, let's see.
Agudak?
Yes, he taught us Agudak, and that was making pudding and giving you some. And with that, too, Larry would always take the hat off his head and use that like he was mixing the pudding, the gudeg, in a bowl, and and then he would lick it in like it was a la 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 lung lu goo, and it tasted so good. So those were a couple of them, and so much fun and very entertaining. And there's nothing, you know, nothing that makes you feel so good than hearing, you know, those stories from your elders, and just the pride that they took in them. And Candace did mention that Nina Olson had done a lot of work with the dancers. And I can tell you back in those days, we asked all of the elders, you know, everyone that we'd come in contact with, if they could give us a hand. And we were trying to make up songs and dances back then too. And only a few of them stepped forward. Irene Coyle and Nina Olson. And it took us a long, long time back in those days to make up our songs. It still takes a little while to put dance movements together. But back in those days, it would take us 6 months to a whole year. And that's because we simply didn't know our language. And we also... we learned right away that there was a northern dialect and there was a southern dialect of our language on Kodiak Island as well.
It looks like we only have a couple of minutes left. This has been so interesting. Is this something that people can come up to you at the festival and ask you more about? Is this something that you'll talk about at the festival?
I hope that everybody that wants to come has an opportunity to come down to the Native Village of a Fognak building.
A Fognak Native Corporation.
A Fognak Native Corporation. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Over on Near Island, and from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and we'd be happy to answer their questions. And I know that they will simply love the dancers. Just watching where, you know, from where they started and where they are today, they just make me so proud. And I know that this community is very, very proud and happy and pleased that we have the Kodiak Alutiiq dancers to be proud of. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.